here on KSOM, and we're talking with Mark Jepson, head coach for Riverside Girls Basketball, as they prepare for a regional final game against St. Albert. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your basketball team coming into this showdown with the Saints?
We're feeling good. We're practicing hard, and I know we got our hands full, but we're going to show up and play.
No doubt. How have you felt about the team? What has stood out the most here in this playoff run with wins over Fremont Mills and Cam?
They're just locked in, and they're playing hard, and they're on a mission, I think. I feel good about our defense, and we're able to score a little bit. So we're just trying to be who we are.
What do you like most about your defense right now?
They seem to be on the same page. It's been a long season of learning, and right now we can make some adjustments to what teams are trying to do, and it's working out so far, but we'll have our hands full with St. Albert.
No doubt. What has worked offensively? I mean, Sydney Summers had 22 in the win over Fremont Mills, and then it was Caden Schnack who had 18 in the victory over Cam. Has it been that like that, like, you know, pretty much the end of the season, just getting production from different players?
Yeah, I mean, we've been that way all year. I don't think we have anyone that averages in double figures. I'm not sure. But we try to find the hot hand, and the girls, I've said before, unselfish, and they don't care who scores. We just need to score. So, I never know myself who's going to be that person. So it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. In terms of St. Albert, I mean, obviously they come in with impressive credentials at 21-1. What stands out the most when you look at them?
Well, they're just great everywhere, offense, defense, rebounding. I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, they I think they average 15 offensive rebounds a game. I mean, that's a lot of long defensive stands. You know, if we don't get a rebound, they push the ball hard, and we're gonna have to get back and try to slow them down. That's what our plan is.
You know, the funny thing is, you look at the offensive numbers for both teams, yours and theirs, and, you know, they're not like, they don't like stand out like really spectacularly. I mean, you don't have anybody that averages in double figures, and they have Ava Underwood, who averages 13.8, and Mara Ryan at 10.6. I mean, you'd think you see somebody who averages 20 points or, you know, something like that, which is a typical of a sub-state final type team. How do you explain something like that, just the way the numbers kind of look?
I mean, we play the same way. We pressure defense. They do pressure defense. We try to create offense with our defense. We try to make scoring a challenge. You know, if they're going to get a bucket, we hope they have to earn it. And then if they miss, we want to rebound. I mean, I feel like we're kind of the same mindset as far as that goes. And they're tough to scout. Like, anyone and everyone can score, and they can all bring the ball up the floor. And the two girls you mentioned, Ava and Mora, they're tough. You know, they're experienced, and you know, they may be young, but they've played a lot of basketball in their life. So it's all around a challenge.
And just what do you make of this opportunity for your team, your girls to do this? I mean, some of them are used to winning in situations like this in other sports, and you got a great opportunity here in basketball here in this regional final.
Yeah, I mean, they've liked that taste of success, and they're hungry. You know, they want more. We've never made a regional final. We've never won 20 games. Obviously, we've never made the state tournament. So there's a lot of things they can still accomplish. And our slogan is kind of, we're not done yet. We're going to play till the bitter end and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Saints. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Mark Jepson, head coach for Riverside Girls Basketball here on KSOM.